You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Okay, my girlfriend is pretty great, but my family has issues, so they don't like her. What do I do? Let's get into it.
You tell me to not be afraid. My reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you'll hold me and console me when the old's passed away. No more crying or pain, and you'll show me how you know me. Then it's how I know you without it through and through. Me a guarantee. Cause part of you lives now with me. Though it looks like I'm falling apart, the truth is you're transplanting my heart, and you'll hold me and console me till the old's passed away. No more crying or pain, when you'll show me how you know me. Then it's how I know you without it through and through.
Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
And Jed Brewer.
Let's do it now.
Wow.
We are
patient.
Yes, we are working with computers that may be older than some of the people listening to this, so we're just going until the tape runs out. There's a small hamster.
That's right.
And we have to keep him fed in between segments.
That's right.
The main thing.
He's hungry.
We're going to answer a question this week that is kind of the other side of a question we answered last week. You've got last week's show. This question came in and says, okay, my girlfriend is pretty great, but my family has issues, so they don't like her. What do I do? And Jed, if I get you to kick us off, last week we talked about an idea. If your family has an issue with your relationship, what would it look like if they were looking out for your best interest and they had a point?
So sure.
We broke that down. If you didn't catch it live last week, you can always find the podcast. But so let's look at the other side of that. What if the relationship's not the problem, but maybe the family's the problem?
Sure. So your girlfriend is great and she's awesome. She treats you well. You treat her well. This is something people should be cheering on, but they've got struggles in their own life, so they're either not doing it or not able to do it either way. Well, here's where we start. That sucks. And we're really sorry. You know, people, there's an old saying, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. People ought to rejoice with you when you've got something good going on in your life. And if that's not happening, that's just a crappy place to be, and we're sorry for it. The one thing, though, that I love that you said in your question, and it's so important to know, is that this is about them. This isn't something where maybe they see something you don't see. There's deep-seated problems. And you just, no, they just have issues. They have struggles, and that keeps them from being able to celebrate with you. It's about them. It's not about you or your girlfriend. We are sorry for that, but we're happy for you and your girlfriend that you guys have found each other and have a good relationship.
Absolutely right, and Glenn, I'd love you to pick us up there. Maybe part of what we're mourn here with our friends who wrote the question in is a very important point Jed made of there's such a thing as people who are where they are with their own issues. They are incapable of healthily celebrating something that should be celebrated. And how does that affect versus it's often a bad strategy to try to talk those people out of it or make your case. And sometimes all we're left with is mourning if we're in that situation, right?
That's right. I mean, I think if we look at most family relationships, if we look at most sets of friends, there's sort of a system that's in place. And it could be a workplace. It could be a baseball team. It could be a church. People in social situations kind of fall into sort of a system. This person's the joker, and that person's the cool one, and this one's the drama queen, or whatever it is. And what happens is when a new relationship comes about, it throws that system out of whack, and everybody kind of freaks out. We can be understanding about that. We can be patient about that. We can keep that from being something we internalize and say, okay, I've got to change because I have to only adhere to my role in the system. Or that's not how we, you know, we have to break out of these roles. We have to change these things, and people have to make adjustments. We can be patient with that, but we have to be determined to follow through with it.
You're absolutely right. That works for all sorts of sociological groupings. It also works for Batman villains.
Ooh.
There's the cool one, though, Mr. Freeze.
Yes.
The Joker, obviously.
Yes, the literal Joker.
Various and random drama queens. But these guys make a very important point that we're gonna look at when we come back what you can do, what you should do. But a lot of we're not going to focus on how do I make my family see that this is great.
Yeah.
Because that's not a good use of your time. If you're happy, if your girlfriend's happy, let's work with dealing with your family as opposed to turning them around. And we'll look at that when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
I'm on my way to hell. And I
are back through here on The Bridge Lab. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I always felt like the Riddler was a bit of a drama queen.
In a lot of ways. Okay. I mean, you sat down and you painted all sorts of question marks on your suit. So yeah. You're committed.
Yeah.
So joining us, Jed Brewer.
Edward Nygma.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, this is not our Batman fan radio program. That's on even later. This is The Bridge Lab. We're continuing to answer a question. It says, okay, my girlfriend's pretty great, but my family has issues, so they don't like her. What do I do? That question that came to thebridgelab at gmail.com is kind of the other side of one that came in last week that we answered about a maybe unhealthy relationship with a healthy family, pointing that out. And now we're looking at the other side of that, of a good relationship and maybe an unhealthy family situation. And Glenn, I'd love to get you to kick us off. In the last segment, we talked about kind of things that can't really be done. You're not going to probably not going to change your family's mind. You're not going to make your case there. So what do we do to make the situation tenable?
Well, I think the starting point is to recognize that laying down boundaries is not about controlling other people's behavior. You really can't do that. But you can control what you will and won't put up with. And in many ways, even though people will resist boundaries, that's normal and that's healthy. It's not pleasant, but it's part of life. It's important to reflect to people, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not trying to control your behavior, but I am drawing lines of what's acceptable to me, and you can make the decision. If you want me to come to your party, then don't do this thing. If you don't want me at the party, you keep doing your thing, and I'll be happy somewhere else and no hard feelings. You're in control. You're making the decision whether things move forward or whether they fall short. I'm not controlling you. You're the one in control. You're the one making the decisions.
Absolutely right. And Jed's man, if you want him to come to your party, don't serve Pepsi products.
There you
That's
go.
That's a boundary that Jed has. And Jed, maybe a little later on, we'll look at the ins and outs of setting a boundary in this situation. So let's take a step back and just go to the super basic. Let's define what a boundary is in a relationship, how you set it, and what happens.
Okay. So it's a fancy word. It might be a new one for you, but it's a good one to know. Boundaries. Whenever you're dealing with misbehaving people, that's going to be part of the answer. What is a boundary? A boundary, just like you have boundaries between property. That's Joe Bob's property and that's Jim Bob's property, and there's a line between them, and that line is the boundary line. Similarly, there is treatment and behavior that you're okay with out of other people. They want to shake your hand. They want to serve you an ice cold Coca-Cola. That's good. I like that behavior. Then there's behavior you're not okay with. They call you a jerk and slash your tires. That's bad behavior. I'm not okay with that behavior. There's a boundary between those two kinds of behavior. The question is, what do we do? Because, of course, as Glenn pointed out, we can't keep people from acting a certain way. We can't keep them from thinking or saying certain things. So what can we do? The thing that we're able to do is decide in advance on the way we're going to respond to the choices they make. If they serve us, if they choose to serve us an ice-cold Coca-Cola, then we will say, thank you, I enjoy that. If they choose to call us jerk, we leave. They're in control. They're the one doing their thing, but we are deciding how we're going to respond to their behavior, and that puts us in a much healthier place in our lives.
Absolutely right. Boundaries is kind of the number one thing you can do to deal with misbehaving people, to make that a workable relationship where everything can have a sense of going forward in a positive way, and we'll talk more about that when we come back on The Bridge Lab.
Yeah.
Loud.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Don't invite Bane to your party. That's just right out.
At some point, it's a short show. Even I forget where these riffs start.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I'm the one who started this one.
Sure.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I've always wondered which would break first, your body or your radio show?
It's a pretty nice Bane imitation, right?
Thank you.
Also true about us. And, you know, countdown's still going. We are continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. That's a counterpoint to the question we answered last week about a family having legitimate problems with maybe someone's relationship. And this one says, okay, my girlfriend's pretty great, but my family has issues, so they don't like her. What do I do? And Glenn, I'd love to get you to start us off. In the last segment, we talked about what setting a boundary is, how that works. One of the things that makes sure people love about that is that maybe if you've heard the term setting a boundary, having to do that, maybe you've heard that in a case of like child rearing, and there becomes an idea where you say, well, but if we're all adults or if we all love each other, then boundaries seem, it's weird to set, but every relationship needs boundaries.
Right.
You know, if your boss at your office job asks you to come over and paint his house on the weekend, we have violated a boundary.
That's, yep, right.
That's okay.
Right.
But specifically to this relationship, to our friend situation, what are some examples of what that boundary would look like here?
Well, yeah, I think it's about that line between something that might be negative, unpleasant, or whatever, and the point where it becomes a more abusive situation, where we're really taking advantage. And the thing I'd encourage people to look at, especially, you know, our day job, we're working with guys behind bars, and we're helping them develop a spiritual life as part of a Christian ministry. And we're looking at a lot of negative stuff in their environment, certainly when they're locked up, and even when they get out. But what we want to kind of focus in on is, do you have a situation where it's hurting you, but it's also hurting the other person?
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the kind of places where we want to draw those lines.
I think that's a fantastic point. And Jed, can you give us maybe a specific example from a dating relationship with family of this much, we've decided this much is okay, this much is over the line, it gets in that hurtful territory Glenn's talking about?
Great question, totally. So it's a good thing for you and your girlfriend to sit down together and talk through together stuff we're okay with, stuff we can shake off and be like, ah, that's how they are. And stuff is like, no, that hurts. That really, it bothers me when you do that. So if your family has issues, just to guess, maybe they're sarcastic about everything. They're just kind of snarky about everything. And maybe you're kind of used to that, and your girlfriend has a amount, yeah, we can deal with a certain amount of that. We can deal with a couple hours, we're not going to deal with 10 hours. But, you know, we can deal with some of that. But maybe when the name-calling starts, it's like, okay, that's too far. You're hurting my feelings. You're hurting my girlfriend's feelings. You're tempting me to not be loving towards you. So you're not just hurting me. You're actually hurting you as well. So that's the point where we're going to leave. You know, when the name-calling starts, which it will, that's when we say, okay, guys, well, you sail on without
us. You did the best you could.
You had a good run. We're going to take off, and we'll give it another try next week.
That's absolutely right. I think one of the things, and I think we'll look at this when we come back, is this idea of you have to recognize in yourself that you have the right to set these boundaries.
Yes.
Unhealthy people you set boundaries with are never going to be happy about it.
That's
they will behave much like children the first time you do that. You say, well, guys, you did the best you could, but you're calling my girlfriend names now, so we're gonna go some roast. What? Well, you get to decide where? Yes, I do get to decide.
Yeah.
It's my life. That's what I'm going to do. And you have that within yourself. We'll come back to talk a little bit more about that on The Bridge Loud.
To Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
You know what? Killer Croc is always crossing boundaries when I set boundaries with him, and I think that's just not acceptable.
That's the thing about radioactive sewer creatures. Yeah. No sense of boundaries.
Yeah, none at all.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I've always been most offended by his lack of social decorum.
Yeah.
It's just, I won't stand for it.
Yeah. He's putting his tail all over the nice furniture. It's awful. Believe it or not, we're continuing to answer a question about relationships that came into the Bridge Lab at gmail.com. It says, okay, my girlfriend's pretty great, but my family are the ones who have issues, so they don't like her. What do I do? And we've talked about the importance of setting boundaries. You and your girlfriend want to get together to decide where those boundaries are going to be. You want to do that in a pleasant place. Maybe you want to go down to the ice cream shop. Maybe you want to have a banana split with a little something extra on it.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn, as you mentioned, we work with guys and gals coming out from high bars and drug addiction, a lot of situations that have tested family limits.
Right.
So we have to deal with a lot of putting up boundaries in a healthy way. So what do you tell people about that?
Well, I think for them, certainly, and for a lot of us, we're looking at going from a life where we're not doing our best and we're trying to do better. We're all trying to improve, and that's kind of a common thing. And part of that is thinking, I need to make more sacrifices. And the problem is, just as I'm trying to do better, I'm starting to make sacrifices I shouldn't make that are dragging me back into a despair that's making me live a worse life. Mm-hmm. So I'm caught up in a negative cycle there. The key is to look at the sacrifice that I'm making. Is someone benefiting from it? It may be a waste of my afternoon, but if grandma's really happy, that's a smart sacrifice. If I'm going to this family reunion and they're going to drag me down and I'm going and they're not going to be happy that I'm there, then nobody benefits. And I think it's for us, it's about recognizing that God wants a life for you where the sacrifices that you make really do pay off. And it's okay to be selfish, to want to have a good, solid benefit from somebody somewhere if I'm making the sacrifice.
That's absolutely right, Jed. I'd love you to close us out on that idea of sometimes people are just unhappy and they're set on that. And it's not your job to acquiesce to their every demand until they get happy, right?
Absolutely right. And I think the reason that we need to be clear on this is you cannot force them to become happy. Mm-hmm. You cannot make them, through your behavior, become happy. That's something they have to choose. And that choice doesn't have anything to do with you. They can choose to be happy whether you come to the party or not. There's no way around that. You have... there's a funny moment in Scripture where Jesus talks about there's two gals, and one of them is unhappy and one of them is happy. And Jesus talks about the one that is happy and says, she's chosen what is better, and I'm not going to take it away from her. Mm-hmm. And God actually feels that way about you. If you're making good decisions in your life, you have things that are making you happy, he's cheering you on in the midst of that. And so are we. If God's not going to try and take that away from you, no one else should either, so stand your ground.
Absolutely. We'll be back next week on The Bridge Loud.
All right. That's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Seeking sacrifice, or for me to act like everything's alright. You were looking for a light, where I pretend that there are no tears in my eyes.
to tell you how I feel.